Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. For the game of the week on KSRO, I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth, and the third member of our team is Michael Barabalt. We'll get Michael's thoughts here of the first quarter here when we get a minute. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading 7-0 with the football at the Marin Catholic 46-yard line, second down and 11. Jackson Pavitt, the quarterback in the shotgun, takes the snap, looking to the left, throws over to the middle, and the ball just out of the outreach of Giancarlo Woods. Pavitt threw the ball just where he needed to, Jeff, on the outside, but a little wide.
And Woods looking for the penalty there to be called against number 31, Matt Jacobson. But credit Jacobson doing a great job of playing that ball, getting his body in the way, disrupting Woods's.
Yeah, Giancarlo immediately was looking for a pass interference call, but I think it was a good no call. We don't want the penalties to rule this game, and so far there's just been one big one. Pavitt again takes the snap. He throws the ball high and deep down the left sideline, and there will be a pass interference this time. The defensive back, number 31 for the Marin Catholic, Matt Jacobson, didn't see the football.
Got to do a better job than that. You got to make your head. You got to turn your head around and make a play on the ball. You can't just barrel roll with your opponent there like he did against number 2, Giancarlo Woods there.
Pavitt threw a nice pass, Jeff. I really like to see quarterbacks throw the ball up there towards the moon, let their receiver try to get underneath it. You get the pass interference or you get the completion because it's the defenders a lot of times not to see the football.
That was a great amount of touch on that pass. That was something that we were critical of with when we were doing our game with Rancho and Benicia last week, that the quarterback for Benicia didn't do a good enough job of putting touch on his passes. And here Pavitt displaying that ability to do so.
First and 10 Cardinals as they move the chains. Ball's going to be placed right at the Wildcats 21-yard line. First and 10, Cardinal Newman leading 7-0. 11:48 remaining in quarter number 2. Pavitt shifts Moran to the left. And now there's going to be the third timeout called by Coach Paul Cronin. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. For the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship, Cardinal Newman leading Marin Catholic 7-0. With the football, the Cardinals. Pavitt, the quarterback in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Moran, and he's lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Number 4, Ryan Dolan, teaming up there with the big old number 77.
Jamar Sekuna.
From Marin Catholic.
Yeah, he's heading to USC. 6'4", 295, Jeff. He's bigger than every single player on the field, no doubt about that. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Cardinals, leading 7-0. Winner moves on into the regional championship. Now there's going to be an official's timeout. Right now, the official's coming over. Okay. The next timeout, we'll get Michael Barabalt's thoughts on what's going on here. Coming off the field for Cardinals is Giancarlo Woods. Got to have a uniform change. Something's going on there.
There's a lot of blood dripping from his knee down to his shin right now, so he's going to have to change out those socks or get something taped up if he wants to get back out on the field.
Yeah, universal blood precautions. Second down and 8. Pavitt now going to take the football, goes around in. He's going to keep it himself, and he lunges forward close to the first down. Pavitt had an option to pitch it, but he decided not to, and it was the right decision as he plunged forward. It's going to make it a third down and 1. Third and 1, Jeff.
And he slid about 5-6 yards off to the side, almost rolled up on the track there. Got to be careful. Keep the quarterback safe.
Looked like the 49ers there, Nick Bosa, the other day, a few nights ago.
Those of you listening cannot see me rolling my eyes.
Third down and a long one for the Cardinals. Pavitt with the snap, comes up the middle, found a hole, and it looks like he's going to fall forward for the first down. Let's see where they mark it.
Number four, Ryan Dolan meeting him there, but I don't know if he got him in time.
They're moving the sticks. First down and 10 for the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, leading 7-0, 10 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in quarter number two.
And Giancarlo Woods has got his knee and shin taped up, covering most of the blood. It's just going to continue to seep through, so we'll see how long the officials let that slide for.
Football placed just inside the Wildcat 20-yard line. Wildcats trailing 7-0. Here's another timeout here. Let's see what the officials are going to...
They're going to call him for his leg again.
Yep, the blood's starting to get through the Band-Aid, unfortunately. I think they're going to have to take the wrap off, to tell you the truth.
They're going to have to take the wrap off. He's probably going to have to ditch his compression pants on that leg. They're going to have to bandage it up and wrap it up some more.
First and 10 for the Cardinals. The football just inside the Wildcats 20. Moran shifts to the left. Pavitt back to pass, looks over the middle, throws, and the ball is dropped right on the numbers.
Number five, Justin LaFranchi, had his eyes on it. I think he was either thinking about six or getting ready for the hit that he was about to take there across the middle. But regardless, there's no excuses. You got to bring that pass in.
Yeah, that ball was thrown right on the numbers. Perfect pass by Jackson Pavitt, the quarterback. Second down and 10. Luckily, the ball didn't get intercepted. It popped up in the air a little bit. Second down and 10, the football right at the Wildcat 20. Moran shifts to the right. Again, Pavitt's going to throw. He throws out deep into the end zone. And the ball goes through Giancarlo's hands as he jumped up for it. Either both the defensive back and Giancarlo Woods went up for the football, and it went harmlessly out of bounds, incomplete. Third down and 10.
He finally got a sleeve to put over that leg to cover up the blood and let him play, and why not take a shot for him in the end zone there?
He definitely was fresh. He had been out someplace.
I want to go back to that drop pass by LaFranchi, though, because that's a good learning opportunity for the young kids at home. You don't want to catch the ball with your pads. You want to catch the ball with your hands and bring it into your pads. LaFranchi created a basket with his arms, let that ball bounce right off his pads.
Great point. Really good coaching point. Here's a big play for the Cardinals. Third and 10, the football at the Wildcats 20. Cardinals leading 7-0. Pavitt with the snap. Now he's going to try to get it. He's got pressure, and he's going to be sacked. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Luckily, he got back to the line of scrimmage. The pressure came up the middle by the Wildcats. Jamar Sekuna came up the middle. Pavitt initially sidestepped him, but there was no lane, and he was brought down. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. And here comes Ethan Collinborn coming in for a field goal attempt. It's going to be about 38 yards.
Pavitt was initially looking for Giancarlo Woods, but credit Matt Jacobson there on the pressure, running with him stride for stride. He did have a complaint to one of the officials, so that'll be something to watch in that matchup the next time the Cardinals are on offense.
Collinborn, the left-footed kicker. Ball's going to be placed right at the Wildcats' 28-yard line. Add the 10 on for the end zone. The snap's good. The kick is up, and it is no good. Tailed off to the left. Had plenty of distance, was very high, but he misses it wide left, and the score remains 7-0. Cardinal Newman.
And judging by the way that the showers are slightly falling here in the sky, it wouldn't be too far off to surmise that that ball was pushed left because of the wind.
Absolutely. The flag, it's not a real stiff wind, but the flag is definitely floating towards that side of the goalpost. Onto the field now are the Wildcats. They're going to take over right at the line of, at the 20-yard line.
Nothing to be upset with either if you're the Cardinals. That was a great kick that would have been good from another 10, 15 yards. You just got unlucky with the wind helping it push it left.
Mentioned in the game before the game that Collinborn was 7 for 13, make it 7 for 14 on field goals. The snap goes to Ingracia, hands it off to Perez, and Perez finds a nice little lane, comes up the middle, and he's finally stopped.
Zach Moran there making the tackle.
After a 6-yard gain, second down and 4 for the Wildcats. Trailing 7-0, 8:29 remaining here in quarter number 2 at Santa Rosa High School, the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. Ingracia, the sophomore quarterback, looking over to the sideline, gets the signal, relays it to his team now. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Hands it to Mateo Perez. The flag goes up immediately, by the sideline judge, and he's stopped for no gain.
Swallowed up by number 23, Hunter Grannis, doing a great job. Started off at the ankles, made his way up to wrap him up at the knees and bring him down. We'll see what this penalty is. It looks like it might be against Marin Catholic.
Marin Catholic signaling against Cardinal Newman.
Oh, that's a sideline warning for the Cardinals.
Where's the get back, coach? Where's the get back, coach? Get back.
Cronin's already blown through all three timeouts. I can't imagine that a silly mistake like that's going to ease his tensions anymore.
We're going to have to blame that one on the old get back coach. Every team has the old get back coach. Strolls up and down the sidelines and tells everybody to get off that white line there.
There might be an opening at Cardinal Newman High School soon.
That's Jeff Woodworth, my partner. Third down and four for the Wildcats. Ingracia hands it to Perez. He comes up the middle. He bounces off the first tackler, and he drags Cardinal Newman forward for a first down and add five onto it.
Mitch Russell and Zach Moran, they're teaming up to try and stop the game, but Marin Catholic able to move the chains.
Mateo Perez came straight up the middle for a gain of nine. First and 10 Wildcats, the football at their own 35-yard line.
You know, Nick, he's 5'10", 180 pounds, but he don't play like it. Plays like he's got another 30 on him.
Snap goes to Ingracia, hands it to Cook, who came in motion across the field. Perfect timing on the handoff, and Cook won't go down. Finally, the whistle blows as Cook was stood up after a gain of four. He came in motion, and it was very nice timing as Ingracia got the football, handed it quickly to Cook, who had a full head of steam going, got around the left end, made 4 yards before he was stood up and stopped.
Nick, that's about the fifth or sixth play that this happened in this game where the officials have blown the ball dead before someone's actually been actually tackled when forward progress stops. You could just tell that neither one of these schools wants to go down.
Second down and 6 yards to go. Marin Catholic with the football now, trailing 7-0, 6:45 remaining in quarter number two. Again, the same exact play, but the handoff is dropped, but he picks it up and he's going to gain 1 yard, possibly. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. Perez came across just as Cook did on the previous play, got the football. As he was handed the football, he dropped it, picked it straight up, only able to gain 1 yard. It's going to bring up a third down and three.
He is fortunate that he did scoop that ball up when he did, because number 23, Hunter Grannis, was hot on his trail, ended up breaking him down from behind.
Snap goes to Ingracia. He's going to take it himself, come straight up the middle. He falls forward. Let's see where the mark is. He fell right at the line of, at the first down marker.
He's going to get a generous spot, and that'll move the chains there for Marin Catholic.
First and 10 Wildcats as they're moving the chains. Wildcats with their third first down here on this drive. Started at their own 20. They're right now at their 48-yard line. Second first down, excuse me. Trailing 7-0, just under 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. Ingracia with the snap, hands it to Perez. He's going to string it out along the left sideline. Goes out of bounds after a 3-yard gain.
Jared Doolittle looked like he was about to bring him out of bounds, and somehow he got out of his way before eventually falling out of bounds. I'm looking at number 43 for Marin Catholic, warming up there on the sideline, Javier Martinez. Nick, if you're Marin Catholic and you're forced to settle for a field goal, where's your target line?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to say 40 yards, no further than that, on the night like this where it's cold and it's rainy. But I don't know his distance. I didn't ask Maz, unfortunately. Second down and seven. Football right at midfield for the Wildcats. Ingracia takes the snap. He fumbles it. Now he's going to come up the middle, and he's going to lose 3 yards.
Number 54, Mitch Russell, leading the charge there, able to bring him down in the backfield.
Middle linebacker Mitch Russell came through. There was a crease in the line for the Wildcats, and Russell came through after Ingracia picked up the football as he dropped the snap. As soon as he pit his eyes up, there was Russell, and he dropped him for no gain. Actually, for the ball is back at the line of scrimmage. So it's third down and 10. The initial 3-yard gain was lost on that play. Ingracia, the sophomore, looking over for the signal. Marin Catholic lining up over the football, trailing 7-0. 4 minutes and 35 seconds remaining and counting down here in the first half. Ingracia gets the snap, rolls to the right, throws deep down the right sideline, and the receiver cut off. Spencer Lohr cut off his pattern and stopped, and the ball goes down the field incomplete.
And there will be a conversation on the sideline about that. That's a good old-fashioned miscommunication there. Quarterback thought he was running a streak down the sideline, and number 11, Spencer Lauer, had cut back in for a curl route. And Giancarlo Woods just watched that ball sail right over his head, saying, hey, it just made my job that much easier.
Yep, that's going to force a punt. Javier Martinez, the punter, onto the field for the Wildcats. Giancarlo Woods deep for Cardinal Newman, standing in inside his own 20. The snap again is high. Martinez gathers it, a left-footed boot. Ball's going to bounce right at the Cardinal Newman 28, and it takes a Cardinal Newman roll as it comes back up the field. And the ball is kicked by one of the Marin Catholic Wildcats, and a penalty marker comes on the field.
Now, that looked like it happened on accident, but it's unfortunate that he's going to get penalized for it, given the Cardinals an even better starting field position.
Interesting. It might be, I guess, a delay of game call, an unsportsmanlike. Not sure, but let's see how much they tack on. The ball is right now at the Cardinal Newman 34-yard line. Officials are talking it over.
They continue to deliberate, and it looks like it's going to be illegal kicking.
I think that's a unfortunate penalty for Marin Catholic. As you mentioned, he came up the field and just insignificantly kicked the football, but it's going to add some yardage on.
It was a good punt, too. It took an unfortunate bounce if you're Marin Catholic, a great bounce if you're for Carl Lumen, and then to have that kick right there just tack it on almost negates it. Turns into about a 15-yard punt total.
Football's going to be placed after the penalty at the Cardinal Newman 44-yard line, leading the Wildcats 7-0, 4 minutes 17 seconds remaining here in the first half, the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. Pavitt now comes up the middle on the snap, found a significant crease, and he's downed after 7-yard gain. Nice job by the Hog Mollies of Cardinal Newman.
And that'd be number 50, Connor Williams, number 54, Mitch Russell, number 65, Mason Andrew, number 68, Michael Shockey, and number 77, Daniel Boyle, helping clear the way for Pavitt. Number 54, Mitch Russell, doing a great job of a block there. Some might argue it's a hold. I didn't see anything.
Moran to the left. Pavitt again wants to throw. He drops the screen, a middle screen to Shane Moran. Breaks the first tackle, going down the sideline, and he's pushed out of bounds. Let's see where he did step out of bounds. It's upfield a little bit, but it's a significant gain and a first down. Shane Moran took the little screen pass on the left side, went upfield, broke the first tackle, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 40-yard line of the Wildcats. First and 10, Cardinal Newman.
Officials convening, discussing something. Looks like they might bring the ball back on a certain spot. There could have been three potential places where Moran stepped out of bounds here on this reception. And it looks like they're going to bring it back.
It's like there may be a penalty. The penalty is against Cardinal Newman. They're going to place the football here. Yep, they're marking it off. The ball's starting to be, I don't know what that, another penalty, and that one went way up in the air.
And that flag sailed onto the Cardinal Newman sideline. What's going on here? That's going to be against Cronin for mouthing off to the official.
Absolutely right. Paul Cronin's very engaged in the game tonight.
The sideline, unsportsmanlike conduct. And if you're the Cardinals, you're just shooting yourself in the foot right now. You need to stay composed.
Paul doesn't like the call. Cardinal Newman would have had the football up at the Wildcats' 35-yard line. The two penalties now have pushed it back at Cardinal Newman's 42-yard line, and they're going to tack one more on. Coach Paul Newman, if it's Coach Paul, that's great.
Paul Cronin.
I love it. Hey, you got to get your coach in line over there, my man.
It's about composure tonight, and they're losing all sorts of composure. You got 3:39 left here in the first half. No timeouts left. What are you going to do?
Well, Paul Cronin is really into the game tonight. We've noticed that. Called all three of his timeouts in the first quarter and a couple of minutes.
Now the Cardinals are faced with a second and 27.
Here we go. The football now is going to be placed back at Cardinal Newman's own 26-yard line. 3 minutes and 25 seconds remaining here in the first half. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Pavitt back to pass, throws a little wheel pass out to Shane Moran, and the ball's been tipped at the blocked at the line of scrimmage.
It looked like Giovanni Gelati got his hand up there and kind of affected Jackson Pavitt's delivery there.
I definitely think he got his hand on that ball and deflected it. Ball falls harmlessly to the field, but it stops the clock, which is a benefit for the Wildcats.
Third and 27 here for the Cardinals.
Pavitt in the shotgun, three receivers right, moves to Moran to the left. Now he's going to come up the middle. There's a wide open hole, and Jackson Pavitt's found a little hole. Gets about 15 yards back. It's going to force a punt, though. Onto the field comes Cardinal Newman's punting unit. Clock is still moving. We're under 3 minutes here at Santa Rosa High School, the North Coast Section Division 4 championship. Cardinal Newman leading 7-0. Stick around at halftime. Coach Garrig Hoteling of the Rancho Cutati Cougars will join us. Cougars knocked off Las Lomas last night in the Division 3 championship. Garrig Hoteling will join us here. The snap's good. The kick by Giancarlo Woods is a nice kick, driven. It's going to fall dead and taken by right at the 24-yard line. The ball is down. The Wildcats take over with 2:24 remaining here in the first half.
Rhett Pavitt, Jackson Pavitt's brother, downing the punt there.
And Wildcats trailing 7-0, Jeff. 2:24. How aggressive will they be here, Jeff? They haven't thrown the football very much and not very effective here throughout the first half.
You have to put some points on the board if you're Marin Catholic, but judging by the way that Paul Cronin is continuing to chew out these officials, you might get a gift here with some more penalties if he's not watching himself.
Yeah, the last series there, Cardinal Newman coach Paul Cronin got three unsportsmanlike penalties on him. It's not like Paul Cronin, I'll tell you. He's a great coach, a lot of composure, but he's really engaged tonight, trying to keep his intensity of his team up. And Gracia, the quarterback, gets the snap, throws long down the sideline. It's a beautiful pass. Well defended, though, and knocked out of bounds. Jared Doolittle was in great position for Cardinal Newman. Knocked the pass away, incomplete pass. Stops the clock at 2 minutes and 18 seconds here, remaining in quarter number two.
An underthrown pass turns number five, Gavin Cook, from receiver to defensive back there, and he's got to bat that ball away from Doolittle, doing a great job there for Marin Catholic.
Ingracia, the sophomore quarterback, threw a beautiful pass down the field. That was one, though, I thought he might have needed to catch a little more air on it, throw it a little higher up the field, hope that his receiver could have gotten a little separation, but Doolittle was in perfect position and saw the football. Second down and 10. Football just inside the 25-yard line. Again, the pass is outside, and it sails incomplete and stops the clock again. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Third down and 10 for the Wildcats.
Mateo Perez, the intended receiver on that play. And, yeah, if you're Marin Catholic, you're just doing Cardinal Newman a favor here, especially with no timeouts. I'd at least pound the ground and see what you could do about taking some time off the clock.
Well, at this point, I think they will run the football. Cardinal Newman, no timeouts remaining. They used up all three of their timeouts within the first quarter in a few minutes. Third down and 10. Football just inside the 25-yard line of the Wildcats, trailing 7-0. Ingracia, the quarterback, has Mateo Perez right behind him. Two receivers right. Gets the snap, hands it to Perez. He comes up the middle, and he's going to be stopped. Mitch Russell, the quarterback, the middle linebacker for Cardinal Newman, does a great job, stopped him cold.
Moran was in there in the backfield in case the quarterback held onto it for a keeper. Newman did a great job of snuffing that play out, and now the clock's going to continue to tick off, and they'll probably get this ball back with about a minute and 20 left on the clock.
Giancarlo Woods is back. He's very dangerous. Three kicks this season, returned to the house, standing at his own 40-yard line. Javier Martinez, the punter, runs onto the field late for the Wildcats. He's standing just inside his own 15-yard line. Snap is good. Martinez's kick is a low kick driven. It's going to bounce just inside the 45-yard line, and it's going to roll dead right at the Cardinal Newman 42-yard line with 1 minute 19 seconds remaining. The Cardinals come onto the field. Now, how aggressive do they want to be? 1:19 with a 7-0 lead, and they get the football to start the third quarter.
I'm probably going to take a shot on the ground here, just see what kind of yards I can chew up, and if I get a big play, then maybe take a shot downfield.
Pavitt, two receivers right, two receivers left. Moran, his lone back right behind him. Looking over for the signals from Paul Cronin. Pavitt's got the signals now. He's relaying them to his offensive team. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Pavitt gets the snap. Looks, now he comes up the middle, a draw play, and he doesn't get anything, maybe 2 yards, as he's tackled immediately by Ryan Dolan, the middle linebacker.
You probably take one more shot here if you're Newman on the ground, see if you can chew up any yards, play a quasi-conservative, as I'd call it. A minute left on the clock here.
I'd like to see Newman run the football here. They get the football to start the second half. Don't take a chance of a turnover here. Pavitt now moves to Shane Moran to the right. He's going to throw. He's looking. He throws it out in the flat, and he throws it over too high. Out of bounds. Giancarlo Woods ran about a 10-yard stop and go into the outside. The ball sailed a little bit over his head. Again, stopping the clock with 43 seconds remaining.
In that situation, better to put too much on it than not enough at all and allow a Marin Catholic defender to come and intercept that underneath. So a good job by Pavitt putting it really where Woods could have only grabbed it. Probably had he had better footing, better conditions, he may have come down with it.
Pavitt takes a snap, looking again, same exact play, and this one's completed. Same exact pattern by Giancarlo Woods as he ran upfield, 10 yards, stop, turn, and the football was delivered right on his letters. First and 10 Cardinals as they hustle up to the line of scrimmage. The sticks are being moved. The football's at the Wildcats' 44-yard line. A quick throw out to the flat. Giancarlo Woods with the catch, and he steps out of bounds after a gain of 6.
A great job by Woods to haul in that pass. These are not some of the prettiest passes that Pavitt's been dishing out over the course of the season. Again, dealing with the slick pigskin, that's got to have an effect.
27 seconds remaining here in the first half. Cardinal Newman leading 7-0 with the football on the drive. Second down and 4. Football just inside the 40-yard line of the Wildcats. Pavitt again throws the same exact pattern, same exact result as Giancarlo Woods makes the catch, and he goes out of bounds after a gain of 6.
It's death by a 1,000 paper cuts if you're just going to have Giancarlo Woods run these 6-yard out routes.
Getting into field goal range for Ethan Collinborn. 22 seconds remaining. They're moving the sticks again for the Cardinals. The football placed at the Wildcats' 22-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals. Pavitt in the shotgun. Moran to his right. Again, Pavitt, same exact pattern. This time Woods catches it again. Those paper cuts are starting to make a big wound now.
And if you're Michael Jennings, number 13 for Marin Catholic, I'd come up and play press coverage and force Woods to beat you up off the line.
Three completions, gained 17 yards, and now they're definitely in Ethan Collinborn's field goal range. 17 seconds remaining. The problem is no timeouts. The Cardinals have to get off the field and stop the clock.
Marin Catholic's
this time, Mozzie Moyet's going to call a timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K23 3CM Petaluma. K27 HCD KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading the Marin Catholic Wildcats 7-0. The North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. The Cardinals with the football, driving, 17 seconds remaining here in the first half. They have the football at the Wildcats' 16-yard line. Second down and 4. Pavitt the 26-yard line. Pavitt looking over the defense. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Cardinal Newman with no timeouts. Pavitt drops back. Now he's looking for the end zone. He needs to get out of bounds, and he does. A great job by the senior quarterback, Jackson Pavitt. As he went back to pass, he looked into the end zone. There was nobody open. He was able to scramble and get out of bounds and stop the clock with 10 seconds remaining. I wonder if Coach Paul Cronin's going to roll the dice and try to get one more playoff here. It looks like he is. Look for Marin Catholic to press this play. Maybe. This might be a good chance to fake the out and go for the end zone. And no, coming onto the field is going to be the place kicker for the Cardinals, Ethan Collinborn. Collinborn's going to try a field goal. The ball's going to be placed right at the 31-yard line. It'll be a 41-yarder. The left-footed Collinborn, the ball on the left hash mark. He's going to have to put it to the right with the wind. And there's going to be a timeout called by Mazie Moyed. He wants to ice Collinborn. Let's keep it right here.
Now, credit Marin Catholic's defensive line there. That's going to be a delay of game on the Cardinals, actually pushing them back 5 yards. So now that kick goes to a 46-yard field goal here with the weather.
Collinborn's has the leg. He's kicked a 50-yarder. I don't know if in this weather he can make it, though, but he's going to give it a go. The left footer. The ball's going to be placed. It's a snap is good. The kick is driven, and it's going, and it's good. Ethan Collinborn with a 46-yard field goal, and there's a penalty on the play. And let's see what it is.
It's going to be a roughing the kicker.
The kicker against Marin Catholic. Coach Paul Cronin's going to shake off the penalty. There's 3 seconds remaining. Ethan Collinborn with the high driving kick just got over the crossbar to extend the lead to 10-0 for Cardinal Newman over Marin Catholic. Boy, Jeff, when he kicked it, it went to the moon. I didn't know if it had enough leg in it, but it just got over the crossbar.
Well, his first missed kick definitely had plenty of leg. Like we said, it just got pushed to the left a little bit by the wind, and I think he definitely compensated for that and was able to drive it home this time. It's only 3 points, but that's going to be huge as far as momentum goes for carrying it over into the second half for this Cardinal Newman team.
John Headley, the holder, did a nice job, put the ball, laces out, and Ethan Collinborn with a beautiful kick to extend the Cardinals' lead 10-0 here in the North Coast Section Division IV Championship at Ernie Nevers Field in Santa Rosa. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barabalt, our third member down there in the field. Michael's got a tough job today, okay? We dressed him up and sent him down there.
Hope he packed a raincoat.
And long underwear. It's a little bit nippy here. We've got Coach Gehrig hoteling on the on-deck circle here, looming large. The Rancho Cotati Cougars defeated Las Lomas Knights last night to win the North Coast Section Division III Championship. Congratulations to the Cougars. We're waiting. Tomorrow morning we'll find out who the Cougars will take on in the regional championship. Collinborn with the kick now. It's a onside type kick. Ball's going to be taken by one of the up players, and he's going to be tackled after no gain right at the 25, and that's going to do it for the first half here from Santa Rosa High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading the Marin Catholic Wildcats 10-0 in the North Coast Section Division IV Championship. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
The thing about
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
It is halftime here at Santa Rosa High School. Joe Pasquini in the KSRO News Booth Sports Desk. Cardinal Newman with a 10-0 lead. It's been, as actually the gang said at the beginning of the broadcast, it would be a defensive battle in that, and it has been. The first half, we have seen 6 punts, and the team that have been driving the ball the most has been Cardinal Newman, and they took advantage of 2 of their 3 possessions that they actually drove some yards. The first play they drive, they started at their own 14, about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. A screen pass to Moran for 30 yards put them in position, and then came the first big play of the game.
First and 10, Pavitt in the shotgun, throws it now out into the flat, and the ball's caught and going down the field, and he looks like he might get into the end zone. He's just short. Giancarlo Woods down at the 1-yard line for Cardinal Newman.
And that big pass play set up a quarterback sneak to get for the first score of the game. That gave Cardinal Newman a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. The quarterback sneak was by Jackson Pavitt. After a 3-and-out and another punt, Cardinal Newman went on another good drive that ended the first quarter and started the second, but they missed a field goal, so it stayed 7-0. Marin Catholic really only had 1 decent drive where they got 2 first downs, but they started the drive deep in their own territory, so they were forced to punt. After an exchange of punts, Cardinal Newman got the ball in the last 2 minutes and drove into Marin Catholic territory. Ethan Collinborn made up for that for his missed field goal by kicking a 46-yard field goal with 3 seconds left. So we are at the half with Cardinal Newman leading 10-0 over Marin Catholic at halftime. A couple other scores to give you. There's 3 other championship games going on right now. In Division III, Clayton Valley and Campolindo. Clayton Valley and Campolindo are tied 7-7 at the half. In Division 5, Ensenol against Del Norte. Del Norte has a 14-7 lead over Ensenol at the half. And in Division 6, JFK John F. Kennedy College is playing St. Bernard's Academy. We don't have a score on that. In Division 7, Salesian against Ferndale. That game is at halftime. That's a wild one. Salesian leads Ferndale 21-15 at halftime. We are at halftime here in the Division 4 championship game. Cardinal Newman leads Marin Catholic 10-0.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy. So you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers. Because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers. Because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
You're so unbelievable.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. Cardinal Newman leading Marin Catholic 10-0 at halftime. And I've got the Rancho Cotati coach here, Garrick Hoteling. Last night the Cougars went to Acalanes High School and knocked off Las Lomas 7-0. That's almost like a baseball score, huh?
Yep.
A shutout. Got yep. Coach Garrick Hoteling here, and unbelievable performance last night, Coach. Thanks for coming here at halftime today.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
You might have partied a little bit after that. Come on.
Coach O'Taling doesn't party.
Okay, very good. Hey, Coach, tell us a little bit. A lot of us weren't able to follow the game last night. It was at Occalani's High School.
Right.
Tell us how the game went down.
Defensive battle. And it was 0-0 the entire way up until the fourth quarter. And we got, it was a game of field position the entire game. Both defenses played tremendous. It was tough to move the ball on those guys. They had game planned against us real well. So offense wasn't really clicking until finally we got good field position. It was basically a punting battle for three quarters. We eventually, they hit a short punt, and finally we were in great field position in the fourth quarter. And anybody that knows about our team knows that we're a fourth quarter team, and we've pulled out some crazy wins in the fourth quarter all year long. And finally we had a short field, and we had the ball, and then we got the ball all the way down to the 20. And then Rashid had the diesel, had the run of the year, run of his life. If anybody gets a chance to see it, we'll put it up on YouTube and Max Preps. And he probably broke four tackles before dragging 10 or 11 all defenders down to the 2-yard line. He was dragging people probably 10 yards down to the two. He ended up punching it in. Then we didn't get the ball back after that. There was about 7-8 minutes on the clock. We kicked off. They had the ball down at their 9. We could have stopped them twice. We roughed the passer legitimately, gave him a free first down. They worked the ball down the field. We got them to another fourth down. Defensive holding, they got another first down. They got the ball all the way down to about the 8-yard line with under a minute to go, 40 seconds. Got them to fourth down again, and Jack Reese intercepted their quarterback. They ran an H-wheel. We've been studying that all week, and they waited to the last second to run that play on us, and Jack anticipated it, picked the ball off, took knees, and it was unbelievable.
We call that sealing the deal.
Yep.
Okay, Jack Reese had a fantastic game last week in the semifinal. He did really well in this game, and I got to see the play. My man Michael Baribault sent it to me. It was on Twitter. On Twitter. Oh, that angry bird, right? Okay, so I got to see it, and Jack did a nice job. As you mentioned, the running back came out of the backfield after they had sent one receiver long, and Jack just picked it clean, came up, and I thought he was going to go to the house.
Yeah, well, I was hoping he would just take a knee and not try to, do too much, because disaster could have struck, but Jack eventually went down, and, that was it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned field position, and Jared, you're the Night Stalker. Not only is your quarterback, he's your punter.
Yep.
And he did a fabulous job all night.
All his punts were good, and you know what? The thing about our team, and we're not pretty, we're not flashy, we're not like a Ferrari. We're a working truck.
We call that the blue collar.
Yep, we're blue collar public school team, and we'll grind you down. And everybody contributed. Everybody contributing. Jared's punting mattered. Even people that didn't get in, they mattered. They kept somebody made a mistake, people come off the sideline, they tap them on the head, and everybody contributed. Our defense, my gosh, all 11 of them had the games of their life. To limit their Oregon State-bound running back to probably 85, 90 yards, unbelievable. I was hoping, 150, 180, we'd be in a position to win the game, but under 100, it's ridiculous what our defense
did.
Give
us some of those names of those defensive players that stood out in the game for
you. I only watched the film once, but, guys that stood out. I mean, all 11 played great, but sophomore Gino Mancarini, senior Orion Piombo, those guys on the D-line, Raymond Nixon, they were targeting him, going after him to start the game on traps, and he just held his own. Mahalis probably had 25 tackles, a regular night for him. Brandon Proschel, the safety. Ty Paletti, the other safety. We needed those guys to come down and tackle Isaiah Newell when he bounced it outside. That's what we try to do. We try to fill the gaps and then have them bounce outside and then bring our safeties down, and they cleaned up every tackle. It was incredible.
Yeah, Proschel had a really good game, and the diesel again. Rashid Rankin led your team in rushing 100 yep. yards in that spectacular touchdown. And I got to tell you, last week when we watched the Diesel, he's got some good footwork, the yep. big man.
Tis the season for the Diesel.
Yeah, very good, Coach. What's your thoughts of the first half here, Coach? And then we'll get back. I know tomorrow morning's going to be a big we're going to all wait to find out when you're going to play, who you're going to play, and that's going to be really exciting. But yep. what's your thoughts of the first half here?
This low-scoring game, like I think everybody anticipated because of the weather conditions. When, you know, Newman got the big play passing, that was, you know, when the balls were dry, I anticipate with the weather being what it is, you're going to see less passing as the game goes on, as the balls get wetter and the hands get wetter. And if you do see throwing, you're going to see screens, short passes, hitches, and, you know, shallow three-yard crossing routes, stuff like that. I imagine you're not going to see much medium to long passing as the game continues. It's going to come down to the run game
yep.
and defenses, and they both have good defenses.
Yeah. I wonder if Paul's going to get engaged in the first half or the second half, huh? Paul Cronin just really engaged in that first half, huh? John Jeff, I was surprised. I mean, three unsportsmanlike penalties against Paul on consecutive calls. That was uncharacteristic.
Well, he blew the three timeouts in the first quarter and then the three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. And it just makes a question, Coach, how do you go about prioritizing your timeout usage? Is it one of those things where it's in the moment, forget it, I'm going to blow through them all because I need to get a message across? Or are you keeping in mind first?
I love to have three timeouts left at the very end of the half and fourth quarter. Will usually, if I burn one, it'll be a substitution error where we have 10 on the field or 12 on the field. And a lot of times I'll roll into halftime with three or two timeouts still. I like to save those for icing the kicker or if we're operating our two-minute drills, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Coach, tomorrow morning you're going to be waiting to find out, and we're all going to be waiting. And we hope you get a Saturday night game because we're
yep.
hoping to do one more game here, the regional.
Well, who knows where it'll be? This yeah. is uncharted territory for us. Rancho's never. We've won section championships before. 2001 when I was a senior, and 2002 when I was a freshman in college, they went undefeated. But there wasn't a bowl game system back then. There wasn't a state championship. So it's kind of uncharted territory for us. I'm not really quite sure how the whole process works. My assistant principal, Henry Sarlot, and athletic director, Scotty McKeon, are on that. And we'll just show up and play who's given to us and go out and give it a good effort.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach Garrig Hotaling and the Rancho Cotati Cougars, North Coast Section Division III champions.
Thank you.
That sounds pretty cool.
That has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Coach. Let's get Michael Barabalt's thoughts here for the first half there, and really appreciate Garrig coming in here. I know he just had a baby here, so he's on paternity leave. But
say hi to baby Rose.
Yeah, baby Rose there.
And it was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Great birthday present.
Yeah, what a great thing. So, Coach, we're all rooting for a Saturday night special because we can do games on Saturday night on KSRO here with the Warriors on Friday nights. Michael, give us your thoughts here. You were down there in the trenches. What'd you see?
Well, just as Coach Hotaling said, not a lot of passing, obviously, but I was surprised how much Cardinal Newman did throw the ball, even though it wasn't much. Again, like he said, a lot of short hitches. You'll see some slant routes and a lot of screens. And that last drive with, that Cardinal Newman put together was unbelievable. Pavitt connecting with Giancarlo Woods, four straight plays to get them in field goal range and give him a chance to get 3 points there. That's huge. I mean, it won't show up in the game, but those four plays right there are so crucial. Because if one of those plays doesn't happen, then you add on that penalty right before the field goal, you're out of range.
Yeah, that ball just barely crossed.
So
hey,
that those are huge.
Somebody was calling them paper cuts. Our buddy Jeff Woodward there, my right-hand man.
Death by a thousand paper cuts. You don't have to get up these big chunk plays that are 30, 40 yards at a time. Sometimes you can get it done in 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what this game is. It's going to be a grinded-out affair. You're going to see short gains. You're not going to see very many big plays, if at all. The one big play went for 43 yards. That's probably the biggest play you'll see all night. It's going to be short passes, short gains, and we're going to wait and see how it folds out.
All right, back down there in the field. We're going to get your thoughts on the end of the third quarter.
Out in the elements.
Okay, good job, Michael Barabalt. Ready here for the second half. Marin Catholic has not come onto the field yet. They're coming on right now. So let's send it back to Joe Pasquini, the godfather. And we'll get ready for the second half. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high